Greetings, First Church, and welcome to this morning's prayer service. This is Deaconess Sharon Spann, and I'm representing the Christian Education Ministry. The Pulpit Search Committee invites the entire membership of First Baptist Church to join us as we lead this year's annual prayer and fasting season, which will conclude on Saturday, January 15th. 1 Thessalonians 5, 17 and 18 tells us to pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will. This is God's will for us in Christ Jesus. As we join together each day, recognizing that we have much to pray for in our search for a new pastor, new leadership, and a new direction for our church, let us remain committed to the process. We now invite you to pray with us and for us as we all fast and pray, seeking the presence of God over these affairs. Today we will begin this service with a musical selection, followed by a scripture reading by Deaconess Yvonne Harris and prayers by Deacon William Andrews and Associate Deacon Stephen Harris.
But rest, I say rest, Good morning, First Baptist family and friends. Today I will be reading two scriptures, both from the New Living Translation. The first scripture is Psalm 27:1, and the second scripture is Romans 12:18. Psalms 27:1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble?" Romans 12:18 from the New Living Translation reads, "Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone." Amen, amen, and amen.
Good morning, First Baptist Church family, friends, and visitors. I am Deacon William Andrews, Chairman of the Deacon Board, and the Chair of the Pulpit Search Committee, charged with hosting this event. Let us look into the hills, for which cometh our help. Most holy and everlasting Father, it's your humble servant who comes before you, recognizing that without you, nothing is possible. For you are almighty, all-wise, and all-knowing. For your word declares that you know our needs, our concerns, and what we are about to ask for, even before we ask. So it's not unique to you that we are in prayer in search of a new pastor, new leadership, and a new direction in our church's future, as well as remedies to the ills of this world that plague our society. Because you know all about our situations and our beings, even down to the hairs that populate our heads. But I come before you right now, praying for this committee and this church family, in hope that you would cover us with the full armor of protection, that we might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, who seeks to steal, kill, and destroy. We pray that you would protect us with the breastplate of righteousness, with our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, putting before us the shield of faith, having covered us with the helmet of salvation, and providing for us the sword of the Spirit, enabling us to ward off Satan, who seeks to steal, kill, and destroy. Oh, Father, we don't know what form or fashion Satan might use, but we do know that you are a God who has never failed, and you have defeated Satan at every turn since the beginning of time. So have your way with Satan, however he may come. As for myself, oh God, I pray that you would strengthen me, oh God, where I am weak. Surround me with people who aim to support and help in this great mission we have been assigned to do, recognizing that it won't be easy. For history reveals that you allowed your only begotten son to be questioned, challenged, talked about, scorned, vilified, tortured, and crucified, that salvation might come and your will accomplished. And even though I sometimes find myself asking the question, is there another way? Even as Jesus did, I likewise yield to your will, if you so desire. So we pray that you be in our midst, O God, providing the wisdom, knowledge, insight, and patience in accomplishing this mandate that we were assigned, that your will would be done and not our will or our desires. Now, Father, I come praying for a remedy to the gun violence that permeates our land. Gun violence in the United States alone results in tens of thousands of deaths and injuries annually. Suicides, homicides, mass murders, and even accidental deaths are destroying the fabric of our nation. We pray now, O God, for the gun manufacturers and for the legislators who are responsible for the production and availability of these weapons of mass destruction that destroy homes, families, and communities. We pray that your word of peace, love, and forgiveness would permeate their hearts in their future decisions. And, oh God, we pray for the mindsets of those individuals who would ponder the thought of even owning a gun. Let your word of love and forgiveness resonate in their hearts as they are reminded that vengeance is yours in the hopes that this gun violence might come to an end. Finally, Father, we pray that you would invoke in us your spirit that demands that we pray without ceasing, realizing that this format here is only a mini version of what we are charged to do. Remind us that there are 16 available hours in each day to make our concerns known to you as we remain obedient to your word to pray without ceasing. We love you, Father, and we magnify your name as we petition for the forgiveness of our sins. For it is in the blessed name of Jesus that I pray. Amen.
Let us pray. Dear God, we come to you heavy-hearted. Weapons of war have flooded our communities. I ask you to care for those who are wounded or hurt in any way, to console the family members and friends. Although we find ourselves in a broken world, a world in which hurting people hurt other people, it is no mystery that you are God and capable of healing our world. May we be empowered by your Spirit to reverse the conditions that produce young men and women who are driven to resort to violence and destructive behavior in their fight to stay alive and struggle to remain free. Help us to see in our emotions your own desire for change. Help us to be compassionate, to advocate, and to act as Jesus did. In your name, we all do pray. Amen.
Thank you to everyone that served and participated this morning. In closing, I want to remind us all to pray continually and to strive to be the people that God has called us to be. Thank you for joining us, and may God continue to bless and keep you and your family. This concludes this morning's prayer service. We look forward to worshiping with you later this morning at our 10 a.m. service, which will be led by our youth and young adults. Enjoy your day.
He's in the house. He's in the house. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Glory.